Well, greetings, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of WTF Walk the Floors. I'm Stephanie Ledger with First Rate Hospitality, and I'm joined with my co-host, Michelle Klein of Klein Hospitality. How are you doing today, Michelle?
I'm doing great, Stephanie. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So what are we going to talk about today?
So here's the thing. I am putting you on the spotlight. And you
heard
that I said spotlight and not on the spot. Here's the thing. I recently read an article that you wrote for the publication Hertelier.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a topic that we talk about when we go to perhaps women-specific conferences, right, in the industry. But this is a topic that relates to anyone, really, anyone who travels. And the article was Solo Travel Safety, Insider Tips from a Female Hotelier and Road Warrior. And if there's a road warrior that I can relate to, is definitely you. So I want to walk our audience through this article without taking too much, because we do want them to go back and read the whole thing, right? And we don't have that much time, but we'll definitely post the link to it when we do the post of the on a podcast version, YouTube, and then on social media. So you'll have access to reading the whole article. But it's so important, right? Traveling alone means there are all these risks, and there are so many things that we do as travelers that we're not realizing that are putting us in jeopardy. We're elevating that risk. And then on the other hand, things that we are doing as hoteliers without necessarily realizing that we're putting our guests at risk. And I have a few of those stories of my own from my very recent visits to other areas in the country. So I thought this is definitely a hot topic that I want to bring to light that is useful for everyone. So if you want us, number one, give us a little bit of your insight as to why this topic is important to you. And then what I want to do is I want you to help me walk our audience through some of these tips that you share.
Absolutely. Yeah, I thought it was very important, you know, with especially my background working with hotels in so many different departments and knowing certain policies and procedures, but then also too from being out on the road and staying as a guest and really now being able to combine that information and enlightening travelers that are road warriors, but then also too that maybe there are females that are getting back out onto the road and they needing to know kind of what's happening now compared to when it was, say, even 2, 3, 5 years from then.
Yeah, I have a feeling that this episode is going to be packed with WTF moments, right?
Oh, yeah.
You just lit that little light bulb in my head when you said being so immersed and working in these departments as an insider in so many different properties and so many touching so many different brands, that's a WTF moment if you think about it, right? Because now we're walking the floors and we have so much knowledge of the ins and outs and the policies and procedures that before we start making those amazing changes, it's scary. The knowledge that we have in many instances is really scary. Policies that are not there, policies that are easy to bend, right? Knowing that the policy is there, but the team is not really following through with it. So that's definitely checkpoint number one. We just got a WTF moment. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about avoiding staying on the first floor. That was one of your tips on the article. Why is that?
Yeah, so for the first floor, you know, it's very easy for someone to be walking off of the parking lot out onto your balcony, easy access. So as a female traveler, yes, you want to making sure that you are avoiding that vulnerability of easy access to your room from the outside.
I love that. Next tip, securing your room number.
Yes. So, you know, nowadays we'll have the key packet and it has your room number. Some hotels even write your last name. And maybe if you're here with a conference and this is a way that they're able to do, say, like a group check-in. And so for, you know, my tip here is take a picture of your room packet. So it has your room number and then go and get a blank one. So then if you happen to put your room packet, you know, on the counter, maybe you're getting some coffee, maybe you're at the fitness center and you're putting it right next to the treadmill or while you're working out. Now, this way, it's not showcasing the information of your room number and where you are staying. It just, you know, better secures yourself.
Yes, which leads me to WTF, walk the floors type of moment, number two. So I was very recently visiting a very large city and I stayed at a big brand. Mm-hmm. And I noticed the very first day that I was there that my app for the brand was showing on my screen of my phone. And without needing to unlock my phone, I was able to access absolutely every piece of information, mm-hmm. right? My room number was there, like literally my key was available, the whole thing, right? So these are the things that we do in an effort to facilitate more comfort, facilitate speeding up the process, right? An experience that is going to be faster. Yet when we implement the technology, we're not really paying attention to the risk associated with it, which is mm-hmm. your room number is now readily available and I don't even need your face recognition for it. Not just exactly. That, but also your key. Crazy talk. All right. The use of peepholes.
Yes, peephole.
Yeah.
So, you know, a few years ago, it was in the news, a very well-known sports caster that was being recorded through the people and invading her privacy. Since then, more and more hotels have made it as their brand standard to have a peephole cover. But for us that are in the hotels, we that's easily one of the things that breaks off when housekeeping is cleaning it or even just the guests trying to play with the covering. So they do have these covers. It's like a rubber that can just fit right inside the peephole. So then this way too, you're protecting yourself from anyone looking from the outside and looking in. And it kind of just gives that sense for privacy as well.
Super. There are many ways of being creative to make sure that that is secured and covered. I love that. All right. Latching your door. I want to say this is a no-brainer, but many times we fail to check that the door actually closed properly when we leave the room.
Yeah.
So when you're on the inside, it could be the same situation, right? So let's talk about latching your door.
Yeah. Well, and also too, so for one, like you had mentioned, was the door fully shut? And then also too, that we know sometimes the employees may have heard 6:31 and then they're like, shoot, was that 6:31 or 6:41? 6:41. I thought it was 6:31. That room is vacant. I'm just going to go right in and not even knock. And then they end up finding out that the room is occupied. They received the wrong information of the room number. They got confused, whatever it may be. And so here now also too, as a guest with putting on the latch, it's that second sense of security. We do know that mistakes do happen. But this is also too, even for on the employee side, why it's very important that we're knocking before entering, even if we are 100% sure that room is vacant, always making sure that you're knocking before entering. And then on the guest side, making sure that you're putting that latch as that second sense of security.
Perfect. And she said knocking. She did not say use your key. She did not say use your radio, your pen, whatever is readily available. You use your knuckle and you knock three times and you announce yourself. I love that. All right. Exactly. I want you to walk us through one more tip so that we don't give the whole article away and then everyone can go and just read through it. It's packed with information. The next one to me that I want to highlight is keeping the room lights on when you exit the room, right? For people that are in love with the environment, it hurts your heart to leave a light on in the room the whole day when you're not going to be there, but it's really a safety feature, let's say, when you come back and you open that room, that door to your room, and there's at least a little light on, right? Especially if you're staying on higher floors, you can always leave the blinds open and perhaps just use the shears so some street light comes in. But on the lower floors, leaving a light on is important. So walk us through that last tidbit.
Yeah, no, especially on the hotel side is, we're trying to making sure with sustainability and eco-friendly with not having, you know, all the lights on all day long, because we may not know when that guest is going to arrive into that room or even after daily service. But really look at it from the guest point of view is when they're making that first entrance into the room, they don't know where the light switch is located. And so we want to making sure that they feel that sense of security of that when they're walking into the room, that they can see where they're walking into. So maybe there is happen to be, say, that housekeeping supervisor that is doing those last minute check. And then now you're startling each other. But with keeping now the light, now that guest, when they're entering into the room, they're able to see their surroundings. We also, too, we have it, you know, if a guest maybe went out and had a few drinks and now they're coming back and we want to make sure that they can see where they are entering so they're not tripping over anything. And then now you're creating, you know, it could be also too with injury for the guests, and we want to avoid that. So really looking at it as strategically of where the lights are being placed and what lights you are keeping on as part of your standard. I would also to say, you know, it's really great that more hotels are adapting to the sensor. So then here, now we're able to control lights being off to being eco-friendly. And then once they're sensing now that door being open, then that's when the lights turn on, which is great. But also to not just thinking about the entry, but also to looking at what lights in the bathroom area, because this could be also to, you know, a dark area as well for when guests are entering into the room.
Yes, absolutely. And that last comment was what I was thinking too. Depending on the destination, we see in areas where they're very eco-friendly or you know, earth-conscious, more and more hotels in the US these days adopting the technology where you either have to use a card or there's a sensor or whatnot to give you access. Mm-hmm. So automatically these lights will come on. But then on the other hand, thinking how we can how backwards we are sometimes, right? It's
yeah.
Technology has been in use in Europe for so many years, where, you know, we have to start pushing that in our hotels here in the US as well. I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
All right. Super cool. Do you have a last nugget or last tip or maybe a fantastic WTF moment? I have one that I can share from my recent travel.
I would definitely say there's plenty of WTF moments when I was writing this article. But, you know, I would have to say one of the things is I've had it where I was provided the wrong room number and checking in. And it just so happened that I was actually there for a wedding. So the person that I was walking into was actually a guest of the wedding, but I heard them. Thankfully they were on the phone, so we didn't startle each other too much. But then, you know, going back to the front desk, because it wasn't like I was working, I was just so happened to be there on my own time, but then seeing how the front desk was reacting to this, and here I am, a solo female traveler, and they're like, you know, like, oh well, here's your other room key. But, you know, like, really need to put ourselves in those guest shoes of, you know, what they're thinking and wanting to create this sense of security for them too.
Yeah. Zero empathy. I don't like that. I want to share this one story with you that, again, I feel like as hoteliers, we're trying to do something nice, but then it can backfire on us. Right.
Yeah.
The do not disturb sign. On one side, there is a tie. On the other side, there's a pretty necklace. Both sides say something along the lines of, I had too much fun, do not disturb, whatever that looks like, right?
But yeah.
I felt that if I was going to use one side or the other, I was attracting something, like I'm sending out a message, right? It didn't make me feel safe at all. And then I walked down the hallway to try to understand, you know, what are people using, right? And then I realized there are maybe 80% of what was on the hallway, it wasn't even the same sign. So now that takes you down this rabbit hole of, am I being targeted? Do they know that I'm drinking by myself? Like, what's going on here? So I think that, again, we try to do something fun. It was a fun idea, just poorly executed on.
Yeah. I agree.
All
and
right.
Even with the do not, you know, going along the lines with that do not disturb, you know, sign, is there's even times that I'll just call front desk or housekeeping and let them know I don't need service while I'm here, because I feel like putting that do not disturb sign out on your door is also too, like you say, it's like
an indicator I'm not here.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. Very interesting. All right. Very cool. Stephanie, thank you so much for sharing your insight. Everyone, I do encourage you to check out the article. We'll post the link so you have access to it. Other than that, thank you for being on the other side, and we'll see you next week.
All right. See you later.